No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
You've heard me talk about telemedicine at Trinity Medical Care Center here on The Mark White Show. With Trinity Medical Care Center's telemedicine, you can skip the commute and get the care you need from the safety and comfort of your own home. You can contact Trinity Medical Care Center by calling 256-489-3192. You can also schedule an appointment on the web by going to trinity-medicalcare.com. Again, give them a call at 256-489-3192 and give telemedicine a try today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
You know, my mother used to say, a long time ago, whenever there would be any real catastrophe that was in the movies or on the air, she would say, always look for the helpers. There will always be helpers, just on the sidelines. That's why I think that if news programs could make a conscious effort of showing anybody who is coming into a place where there's a tragedy, to be sure that they include that. Because if you look for the helpers, you'll know that there's hope.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White, and I like to use my show in a way that helps to make a difference for individuals and families. I have a lot of mutual friends with this family, and I wanted to be able to help however I could. And right now, I have on the line with me Mr. Samuel White. He is a brother to Elizabeth. Her husband, Nathaniel Outcault, passed away on January the 4th as he was in the Virgin Islands snorkeling. So many wonderful things were said about him, and I feel like when that happens and we know that there's a person out there that we've lost that people love and care about, the question is, what can we do to help? And I saw the fundraiser, and so I reached out and asked if there was some way we could help. And right now I have Samuel White on the line with me to talk about Nathaniel and talk about how we can help this family. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Sam.
Thank you, Mark. I sure appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Absolutely. As we mentioned, Nathaniel lost his life. It was January the 4th, and they were vacationing in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Such a tragic event, but we also see the many messages, the many statements of what Nathaniel meant to so many people.
That's absolutely true, Mark. One of the things I told everybody that in the aftermath of getting that phone call, the overwhelming emotion that I felt for days was thankfulness. And I know I kind of have to explain that because that's not, you know, the emotion most people would feel. And I mean, obviously there was sorrow and there were tears that we shed that night, but with my family and I, my kids and my wife and I, we had just had their family at our house less than a week before he passed. And we had spent a week with them just having some wonderful family time. And in the midst of, you know, the COVID year and everything that didn't happen last year, it felt like such an amazing blessing to have been able to spend that time with him and his family just before he passed. So that was kind of the one of the most powerful things that we were dealing with was it just made it very raw, very fresh because of the time we had just spent with him.
I know a lot of people that were posting were through the church family. They had some really amazing things to say, and I know that that can bring comfort to Liz and to the children as well. And there are things moving forward that the family will need, and the same people who feel that way about Nathaniel and show that love want to help. And I know that Elizabeth did not ask for funds to be raised, but she was willing to have people who cared jump in and help.
Well, that's exactly the way to think about it. You know, Katie, my cousin who started the fundraiser, she called me and my sister. We were driving down to Florida to meet with Liz, and Katie asked, you know, if we thought it would be a good idea. And we hadn't had a chance to talk to Liz yet, but we knew there were going to be, you know, a lot of needs in the immediate aftermath. And we asked Katie to make sure she put the language on there that Liz hadn't asked for this. And, Mark, one of the most amazing things before we had even finished our drive, I think it was only just a few hours later, the GoFundMe had been put up and it was already at $5,000. And, you know, we had only set a goal of 10,000. So it happened so quickly, like you described. People from all over the Brotherhood wanted to send their love and support. And, you know, I know money seems like a cold thing to give sometimes, but, you know, went over the next few days when I was with my sister, and we did not know at that point, you know, what her financial situation was going to be. It was an amazing comfort. By the time I was hugging her that evening, which was just a few hours after that, the GoFundMe was at almost 10,000, which was the goal that we had set. And I know when I looked at it this morning before this interview, it's gone up over 23,000, which is what the main thing I wanted to do today was make sure we give the glory to God for that, because what that is that's God's people showing God's love in the best way that they know how. And the money was one of the most obvious ways, but it was not the primary or the only way that I saw love flying toward my sister through all this. It was amazing to see the Brotherhood come together and just make sure that she knew and that her kids knew that she was loved. It was a beautiful thing to see, and we definitely need to recognize it and give glory to God.
There's that grieving period that extends long after people go away. A lot of times we'll tell someone that we're sorry for their loss, but day in and day out, they have to bear that burden. How has it been for her to have so much support and to know that people care about her and her family in this way?
As I say, I noticed, I could see, you know, weight being lifted as she knew that, you know, at least the immediate needs were going to be met. Nathan, one of the things he did, I think he was the primary manager of the finances, and my sister Liz, she didn't really know what was in store for her, and just knowing that immediate was taken care of was a great load lifted. But also, a few days afterwards, about a week or so afterwards, we found we were able to organize his life insurance policy, which he had provided, which I guess that would be a good thing for all of us to remember. If you're interested in providing for your loved ones beyond your passing, it's a very small thing, but it sure means a lot when something happens. But he did have a life insurance policy. It looks like at this point that it will be, you know, there won't be challenges to it. It should take effect. And I think what the GoFundMe has done is basically proved to be a stopgap between, you know, the immediate needs and then her longer term needs, which it looks like the life insurance policy should take care of her longer term needs, which I guess addresses your question. Moving forward, there really aren't financial needs that we can identify, at least at this moment. I've been asked by a lot of people, and what I've told her, kind of what you just said earlier, is she's going to need continual love and support. She's going to need, you know, people to remind her or to continue to check in on her. But as far as the immediate financial needs, I think God has helped us to get all of that covered.
That is so great. And when you think about, and we have a nephew here at our home, he's 19 years old and he's at Athens State University. The oldest son, Andrew, just finished his first semester at Florida College, and it's a private school. And so here you have your oldest son who has to bear this burden in his starting his second semester, hopefully at Florida College. My grandfather, who raised me, I was 18 years old when he passed away in 1998. It was just a few days ago, 23 years ago. And I had finished my first semester at the University of Alabama, and he passed away on January the 15th, 1998. And so I can clearly understand what it's like to be a student as young as that and to go back to college and to try to finish out the semester as he asked me to do was not easy to do.
Yeah, and I'll say about Andrew, I was very, very impressed with him. That's one thing, Mark, that I would like everyone to reflect on is, my two nephews and niece, they going through losing a father, the hardest thing, as you say, you could imagine. And, you could tell that they had God's word in their heart, and there were different moments where, I remember that first night when I was seeing them and hugging them for the first time, sweet Tabitha, the daughter, 17-year-old, she couldn't even really get words out of her mouth, Mark, but she texted me a verse. She texted me from 2 Timothy 4, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race. And she said, can we please use that in the funeral service? It describes my dad. And, you know, that just obviously glory to God, but it makes you really proud of parents who have instilled that kind of knowledge in their kids so that in a difficult time like that, they have that reserve of comfort to draw from. They had the word hidden in their heart, so they knew how to deal with it. It's never going to be easy, but they knew how to deal with it.
At 17 years old, that is an amazing way to approach the very difficult situation, and that's hard for a teenager to do. What an amazing attitude to take, and my hat's off to her for having that attitude.
Absolutely. And, you know, I said I was proud of Andrew. He's been like a counselor, a comforter for both of his siblings and his mom too. He's been very impressive, but drawing on that same strength. That's one thing, Mark, I would say with all of this situation, I never saw any of the kids, and I never saw my sister, I never saw any of our family lay the blame at God's feet. The overwhelming emotion, you know, was just, you know, you obviously you're in pain at the loss, but we reflected at the funeral. One of my main messages in the funeral was, you know, thank you, God, for the time that we had with him. And that would be, I think, one of the main lessons to get from the whole situation. Nathaniel, you know, he wasn't perfect. If he was here, he would tell you he wasn't perfect. They had problems. They had dealt with problems. But God had, he was addressing them. He was fighting them. He was working to overcome them. And that's all any of us can do. That's all any of us can do. And through life, you know, God gives us so many wonderful gifts. And he gave us that gift of the family gathering right before the passing. And it just made me realize or reflect on how many wonderful gifts we get that we just, they pass us by, and we, you know, hopefully don't take them for granted. But I think too often we really do take them for granted, and how quickly, you know, in a moment it can change.
And what a great message for people listening right now to think about those moments and to take advantage. And yes, we are flawed and we make mistakes, and we can all improve as people, and to consider the moments that we do have in this life, because it can all be taken away in a moment. And if we don't appreciate life, then we're missing the best part of the life that we have.
Amen. Nathaniel, one of the things very unique about him was he was a songwriter. And in the funeral service, we played three songs that he had written. And one of them in particular, people can look it up on YouTube. It's called Coming Home by Nathaniel Outcout. the song, when you listen to it and you realize it, that it was written by a man who died in this tragic way, it's almost unbelievable, because it feels like it was written for this situation. It feels like somebody knew that this was going to happen to Nathaniel, and they wrote this song for this moment. He had written it for a brother in Christ up in Iowa when he was preaching in Iowa, who had lost a loved one. And one of the family members, I think it was Simon. Simon is their youngest kid. He was the one who thought of this song. And we played it that night, that first night that I was there with my sister. And we all just looked at each other crying and just could not believe how perfect. The words are, they're words of faith. They're words of wisdom. But they're also words of comfort for anyone who's lost a loved one. And again, the title was Coming Home. And as I say, he's actually singing it. If you look it up on YouTube, he's actually singing it. It's an amazing thing.
Right now, we're talking to Samuel White. Sam, he's a brother-in-law to Nathaniel Outcault. And we appreciate him being on the program right now to talk about Nathaniel. And we're going to talk about this song that Nathaniel wrote. I hope that you'll stick with me. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Price to pay, let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference, all we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early. away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And as I said at the very beginning of this show, we have individuals, we have families that we want to help. I reach out and try to help where I can. A fundraiser was actually started by a cousin of Sam White's. Her name is Caitlin Crump. She started a fundraiser for the Outcault family. Nathaniel lost his life January 4th as he was snorkeling in the U.S. Virgin Islands. Many of my friends, mutual friends, posted about Nathaniel, Nathan, and what he meant to them. And I've been talking to Sam about Nathaniel, talking about Elizabeth, talking about their children, and how they've been able to handle this situation. One of the things that Sam brought to light at the end of the last conversation was a song that Nathan has written, how closely it aligned with the situation currently. And I wanted Sam to share more about that because that's what brings comfort to a family, to think about what Nathan offered this world as a preacher, as a person in the community, as a father, as a husband. This song may very well be something that people who are listening right now maybe touches their heart and helps them to think about their life and put it in perspective. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Sam.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
So let's talk about this song that you were introducing in the last segment. Let's talk about what it means to you.
I'll tell you what stands out to me from my memory. The song's called Coming Home, and in the first couple of verses, it's written from the perspective of a person who has faith in heaven, a faith in eternity. And instead of death being a defeat, instead of death being the end, you know, that was one thing I actually said in the funeral memorial. We were told all last year in 2020 that death is the worst thing. What could possibly be worse than death? And we've all been trying to guard ourselves against death. This song pictures death as a coming home, which is exactly the way the New Testament pictures it. 1 Corinthians 15 talks about, you know, he almost incredulously asks, you know, don't you realize that flesh and blood can inherit the kingdom of God? We have to die in order to get home. So that's the message in the first couple of verses. And what really got the tears streaming and what really made it feel like this song was written for this moment was verse 3. And I don't have the words memorized yet, but it was written to family members who have said goodbye. And it's written from a first person perspective, as if the person who has died is telling you, you know, please find comfort that I got to go home. It was amazing. I mean, it was impossible for anybody involved in the situation to not cry and not to feel the direct connection there. And as I say on the YouTube recording, it sounds like you're going to make that available to your listeners. It's his voice. He is the one singing that. And that made it feel, you know, obviously that much more personal.
I certainly am going to add that. And I want to close out with that particular song on this segment to honor him, to honor Nathan and his life, and to honor the family and their grief and their loss. I know it's very painful, and I hope that Elizabeth continues to get the support that she's had from day one and knows that people love her, and that Nathan's children know that there are people there to support them, who care for them, who love them, and want to try to help as you move forward in this journey.
I appreciate that, Mark. One thing, when my family, before I drove to Liz, my family and I had just gotten the call. I mean, it was just minutes fresh, and I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what to pray, but I had my kids and my wife with me, and the passage there in Romans 8 that talks about the Spirit interceding for us with groanings too deep with words. I quoted that to them, and I said, guys, I don't know what to pray. I don't know what to say right now. And a passage came to my mind, and I think it was God helping me to be pointed in the right direction. But it was in Job chapter 1, after Job had lost all of his children, and I stopped right there, because you know, sometimes we read these stories and we forget that these were real people. Job was a real person who had just really lost all of his children, and you have to think about how he would have felt. And he says at the end of that chapter, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so we read that. I read that with my kids. And then you get to chapter two, and in chapter two, he's just been struck with terrible boils. He's in agony, and he still, you know, has nothing. He's lost everything, and now he has boils on top of that. And this phrase, he says, what? Shall we accept good from the hand of the Lord and not accept evil? And I thought about that in connection with all this. And you think about all the wonderful gifts that God gives us every day. You know, there's too many to even count. He blesses us in so many ways. But then when something like this happens, people so quickly say, you know, how could God let this happen? How could God do this to me? But Mark, what people are forgetting is, you know, God has the right to give and God has the right to take away. And it's not up to us to judge, you know, how he handles these situations, what he does. He exists on a plane higher than ours, and we have to figure out how to come to terms with the fact that, you know, we can't understand all of this stuff. We can't understand. All we can say is, blessed be the name of the Lord. He gives and he takes away. We accept the good, so we have to learn how to accept the evil and continue to serve him faithfully. And those words comforted my family with them that night, and I hope I comforted people with them at the funeral service as well. But there's just so much to be thankful for when you think about, you know, people that have lived their life in God's love. And I know, like I said, Nathaniel wasn't perfect, but he tried really hard to live his life for the Lord. And he was one of the best people I've ever known at giving glory to God for his creation. He loved nature. And Mark, he, as I understand it, he had just had, his kids described it. He said that it was one of the best days they could ever remember. They were in the Virgin Islands. They had seen some beautiful things, the glory of God's creation. They had swam with sea turtles. They wore themselves out having a wonderful, wonderful day. And then this happened. But again, you know, what you said earlier, you have that reminder that we need to live every day like it's our last, because we never know. We just never know when it will be our last.
That's exactly right, Sam. And we want to continue to pray for Liz, pray for Andrew, Tabitha, and Simon, and the rest of the family as they are heartbroken and grieving, but doing it in a way that seems very constructive to me. There are ways that we can grieve, and it helps other people, and it shines a light for other people. And I believe that in this situation, Elizabeth, Andrew, and Tabitha, and Simon are doing just that. And if people want to support the effort, I know that you said financially it looks like it's okay. The fundraiser's still up. It's the Outcalt Family, OutCalt. You can search that on GoFundMe.com, and if you'd like to help, you can do that.
That sounds great, Mark. Thank you so much for your time and bringing awareness to this. And as I told you, I think the main thing is just to remember to give glory to God and glory to his people. You know, the fact that so much support was able to be raised is a reflection on the love that's in people's hearts, God's people's hearts. And that's a reflection on our Father, because that's who we're trying to emulate.
Well, thank you, Sam White, brother-in-law to Nathan Outcalt. We grieve with you, my friend, and anything that I can do through the show, please let me know. And I'm glad that Elizabeth was willing to share this story to recognize her husband, and I appreciate those who have tuned in today to listen. But thank you, Sam, for joining me.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Folks, that's Sam White, a brother-in-law to Nathaniel Outcalt. Nathaniel lost his life January the 4th. We're here to honor him. This show is dedicated to Nathan and to his family in their tragic loss. We want to continue to pray for this family and be there to support them however we can. Let them know that you care, and let them know that you want to be there to help them however you can. And that's the best way to lift each other up during times of tragedy. And this is one of those times. You know, the Mark White Show is here to recognize difference makers in our communities and share their stories to encourage and inspire. I hope that you are inspired by this show, and I hope that you will encourage your family, friends, and neighbors to follow the Mark White Show, to listen, to share it, to encourage each other. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can also subscribe to the podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and on YouTube. If you have a story you would like to share, you can send that to me via email at themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
The death is left behind me. The final victory has been won. Dear Lord, at last I'm coming home. I'll be with you forever, round that bright eternal throne. I'll meet all the redeemed ones as we sing there on the shore. Dear Lord, at last I'm coming home.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyler's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Hey everyone, I just wanted to pass along this really important message because it's important to me and everybody around me. Did you know that 22.6 million Americans have battled COVID-19? Now, a huge surge in COVID cases has risen up in the US, but if you have recovered from COVID-19, you may have powerful antibodies in your blood plasma. Like, what? That's absolutely insane. One COVID plasma donation could help save 4 COVID patients. So if you want to be a hero, which I know you do, just go to a donation bank for blood or give some of your plasma if you have recovered from COVID. Anything helps. Love you.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today. Before we close out the show, I would like to welcome my newest sponsor, Boutique Air. Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, flying out of Muscle Shoals to Atlanta, Nashville, and now to Pensacola. You can book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Please let them know that you appreciate their support by going to like Boutique Air MSL on Facebook. Again, we appreciate Boutique Air for being a sponsor of The Mark White Show.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.